Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Segment two is always sponsored by Beck's Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit. Beck's Commitment Rewards program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Beck's Commitment Rewards, go to beckshybrids.com and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming.
First of all, if you're an elite customer, you're going to obtain all these things for free. That needs to be understood.
Right?
Yes, it's a gift program.
Gift.
Also, did you notice also there was a number in there that I thought was interesting in finance? If you wanted to finance one, what is the percentage on it, Jake? Zero.
Zero.
God. 0%. When you can finance something for zero.
Yeah, jump that's on it.
Interest-free I'm going to say financing. Right now, if you could buy a house, but it was 0%. On the mortgage, as far that would help you pay things off a lot faster.
I think it's 8.75.
Yeah, right now. That would get you. That'll jump on you a little bit.
Jump on a lot of people.
A lot of people.
But zero.
Zero would be great. And guess who's doing it? Sonny Beck.
Not ready.
Yeah.
Needs a full week to prepare for Sonny Beck.
Full week, and we're going to see Sonny here. And we're down to about six, seven weeks.
Early August.
Early August, we're going to see Sonny.
I got to get a haircut.
It's growing season out there too.
Not for my hair.
Yeah.
It's trying, though.
It's growing. It's just a little patchy. It's in a couple spots, got flooded out. And guess what? What would Bex do? What? They'd reseed.
They'd
reseed for free.
If they can reseed my head, they can reseed anything.
That's what Trevor would do. Trevor, any chance we can get any sort of hair seed?
I'll put my hat simple. On. Now I'm self-conscious.
They guarantee a stand.
Thank you, Bex.
Thank you to Bex. BexHybrids.com, 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Before we get to this kicker thing, I saw a text right now on the text line.
Oh, wow.
This is from Graham, a loyal listener. Graham says, I'm listening right now from the driving range of the match play state championships at the Lincoln Country Club. Best
Whoa.
Pre-round entertainment. Screw music, he says.
Screw music. Double bird. Double
talk over music to start.
This was Graham.
I said Graham, not Graham.
Z92,
but Graham.
Screw you.
Yes.
Sports talk, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At the Lincoln Country Club.
That's right.
So there's a what going out there?
It's the state match play beginning today.
Once upon a time, Bill, the Journal Star would cover the heck out of that. Sipple might even be out there covering golf, which was
a scary sight.
I would enjoy covering golf. I'd like to walk the course
and do that.
Yeah.
Easy to do.
Did you ever make any comments? They hit a bad shot. Oh. Did you clap?
We'll have to talk about that one afterwards.
Yeah.
Hey.
Did you clap? They made a long putt. Did you clap?
No, you just walk with the leaders.
Yeah.
Okay, so state match play.
Beginning today at LCC.
Okay, let's talk about this kicker.
Yes, potential drama at the kicker spot.
Drama?
Yeah, some drama
just
here.
Just brought a player in.
I know. I love it. Off-season drama.
What's the drama?
I'd be interested in this drama, Jake. Yeah. Go ahead.
Nebraska, over the weekend, added the number one transfer kicker on the market. His name is John Hull. He went to Lincoln Southwest. He went to Iowa Wesleyan for 1 year. He had been committed to Coastal Carolina.
Iowa Western.
Western.
What did I say? Wesleyan?
Yeah, my Wesleyan.
I wrote it down wrong. Sorry. Iowa Western was committed to Coastal Carolina, committed to Nebraska instead. He was at the Coles Showcase Kicking Camp in Atlanta, ranked number one transfer kicker, and Nebraska gets his commitment over the weekend. Obviously, Tristan Alvano enters the season as the likely kicker, but this is now at least some competition for
him. We think. I mean, this is interesting to me because he, you know, he redshirted last year, as you said. He didn't play at Iowa Western, and he was 3-for-3 as a senior at Southwest, so we have three kicks to to judge him.
But he's number one, though, right, apparently.
Well, I guess the Coles kicker camp, maybe Bill can shed light on that. He did do well at the Coles kicker camp.
In Atlanta.
Showcase. It was a showcase event. Here's what it says in the Journal Star. Hole garnered attention from several colleges when he competed at a Coles kicking showcase in late May and performed well enough to be ranked as the top transfer kicker at the event. So he must have smoked some through, right?
Oh.
I mean, that's obviously.
So there's several things to that, is that just seeing the ball kicked matters.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay.
And so it's also a position where someone can take over, where you can just be this, like, we don't have to have a lot of experience. If you just kick the ball better than the other person, then you're the kicker. It's just kind of that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an advantage. But also, all of these, when they do these events, I didn't hear what he was in the kickoff world, but it's all T-bar. And so T-bar means the ball's just preset.
Okay.
And so there's no snap hold kick. So
right.
Sometimes there's
hard to judge.
It's the same way that you would look at. And this is that's not saying, because there's been great kickers that came through these camps and did tremendous.
Right. Absolutely.
There's also, just like there is, I think of the last, whatever, 20 top picks of quarterbacks, whatever, a lot of them were somewhere involved in the Elite 11 at some phase, Elite 11. There's also quarterbacks in the Elite 11 that all of a sudden it's like, man, he can spin it. And all of a sudden stuff gets live and it's like, whoo, can't spin it. Terrified. Can't do it. Same way at kicker. Sometimes when the snap, hold, kick, all the things come into play, things are a little bit different with that. So those are the things, that's what you're looking at for. And so when you don't have a whole lot of live kicks to go off of, that's always a little bit harder. But you can see their leg strength. You can see how the, real simple, just how the ball comes off their foot. You can you do get evaluate some really good things on that. So it's a very good plus to see him in that case. You still want to be able to see him kick live. A lot of times that can be misleading because in high school, maybe your long snapper's not great. Holder's not great. It's different, you know, at that time. You can still use a T in high school. There's a lot of things with it.
Hard to know. So they have, anyway, they do have Tristan Alvano. And then they have a true freshman named Nico Ottomanelli, who is he was the only other kicker on the roster. And now they have this guy, John Hole, who's, you might know his brother, Jacob.
Jacob, know him well. Played at Westland.
Wow.
Then was
Jacob played at Westland, too.
Played at Westland and transferred to Nebraska and did an incredible job. Really, really is a great young man to coach. And I felt that once Brian was done, that he would have a very good opportunity to develop into the next punter. He's no longer with the team. I'm not sure what the status of
He's no longer on the team.
But he was an incredibly hard worker, and I love coaching him.
Yeah, his brother now will be on the team. By the way, Wesleyan, interestingly, three of those,
what?
There's, you know, they're painting that wrought iron fence on 56 that borders the field.
Yeah.
They have painters out there. You'd be interested because you played on that field at a high level. The wrought iron fence that borders 56.
Yep.
They have three painters out there, and it struck me that they just leave the chairs there. Apparently, so they know where they left off.
They left off where they go back to.
They're just sitting out there.
Well, the one plus is they're not spraying them because they just remember when they sprayed the cemetery. Just put a green tint over a lot of cars they were driving by.
No, they're doing it by hand with brushes. Right. Yeah, they have three guys out there. I've noticed it. Yeah, today I wonder. Now, I will monitor that today at 104 degrees if they got those kids out there. God, that'd be tough duty.
That's a busy road, but could you pull over? Just to get a picture of the chairs. I'd like to see a picture of the three chairs.
Yeah, empty. they're not orderly. They're just spewed about. It's like, wouldn't you tell the guys,
when you're done on Friday, grab the folding chairs and put them in the shed.
As opposed to just leaving them sitting there.
I want to drive by now and see this. Yeah. Oh. I want to see the chairs.
Sankey would not agree with that.
Sankey would not agree. No. Nor probably would the AD.
Yeah.
Painting those wrought iron, obviously I'm sort of irrationally interested in those. You have to paint them, I guess. Like the ones that border Wyuka Cemetery, they need to be painted.
Yeah.
And those ones that border.
I wonder what the rotation is on that.
I don't know.
Is it every 4 years?
Yeah.
How long is that? Because they
don't
just randomly do it. It's like, hey, we're going to do this again in 2026.
I mean, if you're going to invest in a wrought iron fence like that, you got to keep it looking nice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice thing.
You said there's three chairs out there?
Yeah.
Someone says, good setup for the three-legged stool to go do a remote from those
chairs. Wouldn't be a bad place. I'd like to go out there.
Mm-hmm. Not all that excited about that.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just on 56th Street.
You're really busy.
There's no store. One point.
There's no stores there or anything. It's just nothing there. No, a couple apartment
buildings.
There's
nothing
there. No, nothing there. Absolutely zero.
Yeah.
There's chairs out there already for us.
Yeah, get sitting there.
Sitting outside Wesley and Bill's Stomping Grounds. When we come back, Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills on an early break on the Ticket.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.